Uganda accuses Western governments of pushing pro-gay agenda. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 28, 2023. Uganda is resisting international pro-gay propaganda by putting forward new legislation to protect its cherished values and culture, according to Annette Anita Among, the Speaker of the Ugandan Parliament. Among has pledged to the country that a bill will be introduced as soon as possible to deal with homosexuality and lesbianism, she wrote on Twitter. We shall jealously protect our cherished values and culture. We do not appreciate the money they are bringing to destroy our culture, said Among, a Catholic, on a video clip posted on her Twitter feed. We do not need their money, we need our culture, she said, in reference to Western governments and aid agencies promoting a pro-homosexual agenda in Uganda. The United States has played a central role in pushing a pro-gay agenda contrary to Ugandan values, and in her video clip, Among challenged U.S. Ambassador in Uganda Natalie Brown by name. Brown has publicly lamented that the LGBTQ+ community is among the populations frequently stigmatized across all levels of society in Uganda. In July 2022, Brown gave an address to the LGBT advocacy group Universal Coalition of Affirming Africans Uganda, in which he spoke of the benefits of diversity as well as the importance of inclusion of LGBTQ+ people in all that we do, holding up American Pride Month as an example of positive reinforcement. Consistent with guidance from the Biden administration, I flew the rainbow flag just under the U.S. flag at my residence and at all of the embassy's facilities, Brown said. I did this to underline our support for a community that has long been marginalized both in public and private life, deprived of its human rights, and subjected to abuse, emotional, physical, sexual, economic, and psychological. Despite our best efforts to advocate for equal treatment of sexual minorities, and some notable progress in this effort, there is still much room for improvement, she said. Each of us, irrespective of who we love, has the right to determine our destiny and to live healthy and fulfilling lives, she said. Unfortunately, when it comes to LGBTQ+ persons and their rights, our institutions can be intolerant or even fearful, which can lead to the perpetuation and condoning of violence and hateful acts, she said. Many African political and religious leaders reacted strongly to efforts by the Obama administration to promote a pro-homosexual agenda in African nations. According to the New York Times, the Obama government invested more than $700 million into supporting the gay agenda globally, with more than half that money targeting sub-Saharan Africa. Following Obama's trip to Africa in 2015, a number of African bishops as well as other leaders accused the president of Western cultural imperialism and requested that the president learn to respect Africa's values rather than imposing his own. In the same way that we don't try to impose our culture on anyone, we also expect that people should respect our culture in return, said Teresa Okafor, a Nigerian activist. While gay rights activists complain that a new law would mean more harassment and discrimination, in point of fact there has never been a conviction in Uganda for consensual sodomy since the country's independence from Britain in 1962. Follow at Williams Rome.